Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We've got no time for normal music. We got to go around the NFL. And we got to get this business going right away.
Time to cook.
It is time to cook.
We also have to fit a commercial break in somewhere. So.
We do, because we got to get ourselves to Sabres pregame with Pat Malacaro at 2 o'clock. So let's get to it. Hey, 9:30, fantasy football players.
Beware.
Set your lineups.
Beware.
9:30 game. Between the Minnesota Vikings and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Not in Andy's room.
It is in Dublin, Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, I almost did this one because the offenses are both probably not going to be
Yeah, they're both
good.
Not great.
Well, actually, hang on. Pittsburgh's defense has been kind of underwhelming, too.
Yeah.
Like, it took 5 turnovers from the Patriots, and that's more of they just didn't know how to hold on to the football.
Right.
But Minnesota, Carson Wentz playing in Ireland. Sure. This is going to be a game that happens between two teams that are 2-1 for some reason. But Minnesota, I do respect their defense a lot. I think Rodgers is going to get a little bit frustrated here in this one. I'd imagine Minnesota takes this. Commanders and Falcons as we go back across the pond. The 1 o'clock slate. Michael Penix had himself a great first game, and it has not looked pretty since then.
I think you're going to look at a bounce back here, especially with Bijan Robinson. I think that offense against the Commanders' defense is going to be able to get some things done, especially you got to take advantage of the non-scoring. I mean, Marcus Mariota didn't have a bad game, I'm not going to lie to you, but I do think you have one good game as a backup, and a second one isn't always guaranteed coming in
Falcons
in those
defense
moments.
Been a little tougher to play against. Last week aside, because nothing was working against Carolina.
Yeah, so I think the Falcons could win this game easy against the Commanders tomorrow.
Browns against the Lions. We talked with Joe Yurden, and it's more or less, can the Lions just not do what the Packers did, which is let Cleveland stay dangerously close enough that they can win a game in an unconventional manner?
It's the question. We'll see.
That's the question, but also I do think the Lions' offense is more impressive than Green Bay's is.
I would agree. I would agree with that. I think even with the loss of the coordinators on both sides of the ball, Jared Goff was doing good things. Jahmyr Gibbs, Ashton Jeanty. Oh, my God. David Montgomery had a big game last week. Huge game. So if they can get that running back tandem really moving and grooving, I think they have a good chance to win that game. Keep control of it.
All right. Panthers-Patriots. A couple of years ago, this game would have a lot more meaning.
Yeah, this is a absolute dumpster fire. This definitely had a case to be the trombone game of the week.
I think the Patriots win this game.
I can imagine you do. The Patriots, I think, beat the Panthers, though. Panthers have looked so unimpressive to start. It's not even funny.
But Carolina also did start to look a little bit like that team from the second half last year.
Mm-hmm. We'll see if they can do it, though.
It's a pair of teams with incomplete rosters that need to get it going. And, well, we'll see what happens here. I actually like Carolina in this one because I just don't think New England has the horses to get things done. And if they keep handing Ramondre Stevenson the ball, it's not going to go well.
Mm-hmm.
You drafted Henderson for a reason. Use him. Chargers and Giants. One team's 3-0, the other is 0-3. Jackson Dart making his starting debut, and it's coming against LA.
Yeah.
This is not going to be easy. I mean, the Chargers don't have Khalil Mack, so I guess that makes it a little bit nicer of a test to face. But if Dart can at least put a little consistency together, it can look better. But Russell Wilson, that sequence in the red zone against Kansas City got him benched for that and that alone.
Yep.
You can't just throw it out of the end zone on fourth and goal.
No, that was despicable.
Can't.
Jackson Dart, I don't think, has a chance against the Chargers right now. But well, I think the Chargers
find
this
that
game.
Malik Nabers guy.
Yeah.
Young quarterbacks typically can be reckless enough that you find the good player and you just throw him the football no matter what.
Yeah.
Bucks and Eagles, this game between 3-0 teams. Chris Godwin.
He's coming back.
To come back. Mike Evans out of the lineup.
Baker Mayfield reportedly good to go. Adam Schefter.
Nothing's stopping Baker Mayfield. The man's built out of pure spite.
His teams just have to talk crap in his face, and then his teammates do, and then he'll just be ready to go. But yeah,
they also have a star in Emeka Ogbuka.
They do. I think the Buccaneers upset the Eagles here. I think the Eagles drop one to the Bucs. It's an NFC matchup. I know it's not a divisional matchup, but I think Baker, if he's healthy with Ogbuka and Godwin, I know in a limited capacity coming back, I think he'd be able to do something.
If Tampa elevates Desmond Watson, the 400-plus pound player.
To stop the tush push. They signed him back to the practice squad.
If they elevate him from the practice squad for this game, ban the play.
Ban
the bleeping play.
Why? Because we have to put a 500-pound
Because there's just too much nuance around a play that is from rugby.
Yeah.
That's why,
mm-hmm.
Speaking of things that are terrible.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Titans, Texans. AFC South football is so bad.
I had such a feeling this was going to be the game that you would pick for this.
Of course, if it involves the Tennessee Titans, you know we're locking it in, baby.
Yeah.
And
Texans themselves are this, too.
The Texans offensive line is this soundtrack.
Yeah. It's bad. It's really bad. And whoever played this is despicable. That's all I got to say. Because this what this game is going to be. There's a reason it's 1 o'clock. I think 14 points maximum are scored in this game. It's an absolute joke. D'Amico Ryan should not be a head coach anymore. Well, he's lost that team.
I think it's Nick Caserio has not built an offensive line for them.
Yeah, and CJ Stroud. You only have Nico Collins, really, wide receiver-wise now, too.
Yeah,
Nick
Caserio's not doing a good job. He's failing this club.
No, it's genuinely despicable, just like this song.
And the Titans, by the way, still very far away.
Yeah.
Cam Ward did not sign up for this. He did, but he didn't. But this is also what you get for saying, oh, Brian Callen's a top five coach during a stream.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get it, man. You're a Titan. You don't need to sell that hard.
This is also for CJ Stroud what he gets for little broing Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Learn from this. And he has not been the same since that either.
Nope.
So.
Nope.
There it is. All right. Moving on to bigger and better things. The 4 o'clock slate looks a little bit more promising around, of course, highlighted by Ravens and Chiefs. There's an opportunity for one of these teams to be going to 1-3.
Or they both tie.
And you look at the offensive numbers of the Baltimore Ravens, and you think, if this team goes 1-3, like, something criminal is going on here. And it's their defense.
Yeah.
Their defense has been criminally bad. In the two games against quality opponents, the Bills and the Lions, hemorrhaging points. To a point where, I remember Zach Jones did this, he forgot who was in 32nd for, like, most points allowed.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it was the team that the Bills beat.
Yep.
Because the Ravens have been so despicably bad. And on paper, they're supposed to be a good unit. What is up with the coaching? Zach Orr, in his second year as the defensive coordinator, it looks like the Ravens' defense looks like it's their Achilles heel again is their defense. Yeah, like here in Buffalo, we're complaining about it. It's not that.
No. No, and the Ravens' defense is not great.
The Ravens' defense, especially the start of this year, has been a turnstile. King Henry's fumbling the football like no tomorrow all
of a sudden. Did you see that report from practice that he wouldn't let go of it?
Good.
And the coaches had to, like, pry it out of his hand?
Good.
Yeah.
That's good training.
Yeah.
Perfect. As for the Chiefs, wow. You want to talk about a roster that doesn't have much skill positions right now? Like, Xavier Worthy should be back from what I saw.
How limited will he be?
How limited will he be? How effective is he even really? Because Mahomes is not hitting deep balls with a lot of accuracy as of late.
No.
We'll see if the Ravens allow them to test it deep, because if that's the case, man, get rid of the coach.
I wonder if there's betting odds on Travis Kelce and Andy Reid getting in a screaming match on the sideline again.
Seems to be an every other week thing at this
point. Yeah, it does. Team's in shambles right now. Big game for them.
Big game for the Indianapolis Colts, too. We can see what kind of team that they are against the Los Angeles Rams. Daniel Jones has 816 passing yards on the season through three games. That is not a false report here. These are the actual numbers that I'm looking at.
Yep.
Puka Nacua is also averaging 111 yards per game.
And it doesn't matter if you hit him straight in the face and cut up his face. He's staying in the game. You can't stop him.
He's sick right now.
He is. Can Indiana Jones keep it up, or will the Rams end it?
And while the Colts do have a good defense, it's going to be a hell of a test. Nacua is fantastic. Stafford knows how to get him the football. Oh, and they just so happen to have Davante Adams on the other side of the field. Like, cool. Cool. That's really a recipe for a good roster there. But the Rams also a little peeved with how they lost that game against Philly. Two blocked kicks, including the potential game winner that gets returned for a touchdown. 49ers and Jaguars. Mac Jones goes to his one-year stomping ground of Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
Or is Brock Purdy going to play? Purdy has been practicing again.
He has been. He has been practicing. It'll be interesting to see what ends up happening here. How I don't know if they're in that much of a rush to rush him back, because Mac Jones is at least serviceable in that position with Kyle Shanahan at the coaching position. You know? Like, he kind of fits better in that scheme than he ever did in New England. Or Jacksonville, I mean, we never really saw him. But, yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see who does end up playing. But I got to say, the Jaguars with Trevor Lawrence, you know, I've had this opinion for a while. I think they have to move on from him. They're not scary to me whatsoever. And I think the 49ers win it with or without Brock Purdy.
I will be interested to see if he does end up actually playing in this game, though. And that could be something, a sight of its own to behold.
Yeah. Absolutely.
By the way, it is kind of funny. It's not lost on me that Mac Jones also is on the injury report for the 49ers. They just cannot escape the hell of injuries.
Yeah, no. Since you called that last year, it hasn't stopped.
I'm not proud of it. I'll at least.
Because now even
much.
Bosa.
Nick Bosa out for
he's
the
out.
Year.
Yeah.
Bears and Raiders. A pair of struggling franchises trying to get things right. Caleb Williams is a great chance to continue on, because the Raiders are not a good defense. They're not this unit that you can really rely on. And on the other side, Geno Smith, you don't know what you're getting out of him from a week-to-week or even a drive-by-drive basis. We'll see what happens here. I do want to see what happens with Ashton Jeanty. His struggles have been a little on the interesting side of things, but also Chip Kelly's not using him the right way either right now either, I think. And it's just
not great.
Chip Kelly being a bad OC in the NFL. Who would have thought? It's not like three different teams have found that out the hard way.
No, right. They believe it's their chance.
And then the night game on Sunday night, Packers-Cowboys, the Micah Parsons revenge game is here.
And I think he's going to get his revenge. I think he's going to absolutely annihilate that offense. I really do. He's been nothing, I mean, minus the Browns game, of course, because they got absolutely trounced in that. He's been nothing short of exactly what the Packers needed him to be, come in and be an absolute disruptor on defense. And I think he's going to, especially with the vendetta he has in his veins for this game, he's only going to want to make that more known. So I think he's going to give Dak Prescott an absolute day out there for sure, an evening, if you will.
And if he doesn't, the player that's been benefiting the most from that trade is Rashawn Gary.
Mm-hmm.
Through three games, 4.5 sacks.
Yep.
So it's,
if they're going to double-team Parsons,
Rashawn Gary's good enough to win the one-on-one matchups right now, and that's benefiting them in a big way. I almost made this. Actually, you know what? We're going to double up for a buck here today. Let's do it.
Okay.
Jets-Dolphins.
Oh, Monday Night Football. Monday Night Football.
Why did you go with O Canada?
Matt Canada is not associated with these teams.
No, he's with Pittsburgh. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, no, this is a dreadful one. And Justin Fields expected to be back, though, from your update earlier.
Mm-hmm.
The Dolphins and Jets both just trying to find a victory. If we get a tie for the first Monday night game of this doubleheader, it would be so fitting.
I'm just glad the second game is at 8:15 and not 10 o'clock, like the last doubleheader.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's going to like that would be hell itself. Also, making an Eastern Coast team play starting at 10 o'clock. This is chunky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so Jets, Dolphins. I think the Dolphins lose another game. If I had to pick, I want them to go 0-3 in the division to start. But
yeah, it's
could Justin Fields come back and put on a performance? Could he? I don't know. It might be a performance like this, this rendition of O Canada. Yikes! Yikes!
Well, that was bad.
Yeah.
All right, moving to Bengals Broncos to wrap this up. Bo Nix has struggled.
Very much so. So is Jake Browning.
Well, Jake Browning's a backup. It's kind of to be expected at this point. Bo Nix, he was a first-round pick last year. He had himself a solid rookie campaign, but also he started the season slow last year, too. Hey, what's a good way to remedy it? The Bengals defense, that is not really the strongest in terms of personnel. As for the Broncos defense, they have a chance to really feast here. Browning has been a turnover machine. The Bengals have not been promising since Burrow left with injury. What a surprise.
Were they even promising before he did? Their defense was still
the defense
a slice
still
of Swiss cheese.
Big question mark.
Yeah.
But they were at least able to survive through Jacksonville. And that had more to do with Jacksonville collapsing than the Bengals winning that football game.
Yeah.
But the Bengals are a little bit of a false 2-1 right now, and we'll see just how false it is here. And now we wrap this up. Next segment. Prepare to hand things off to Pat Malacaro and Sabres pregame on the other side. Derek Kramer and Joe Kelly here on Sports Talk Saturday. You're listening to WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.